Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is the Gospel read from John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Witness here the love of Jesus in his forbearance. I have yet many things to say to you that you cannot bear them now. Witness his provision for his contemporary and future disciples. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Witness our Lord's guarantee to his disciples, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will recall to you the things that are to come. Our Lord said such things that his disciples of all ages should need to suffer no doubt or uncertainty. Notice also that Jesus here was teaching his disciples to know, to love, and to trust the Holy Spirit. That facet of our text will engage our major interest in the octave of the Feast of Pentecost. Under the guidance of these words of Jesus, then, let us rehearse the truth about the Spirit as truth. The central declaration of that brief paragraph, which comprises the gospel lesson for today, lies in the words of Jesus, "He, namely the Spirit, will guide you into all the truth." That truth that is claimed by the following context will not be an independent offering of the Spirit, but will consist in what he hears from Jesus, who in turn shares completely with the Father. There is an exhibition, to be sure, of the unity of the Trinity, each with his own work, but each sharing possession and work with the others, a unity of the three persons in the one divine essence. By the Spirit's work, we have the one true God in all these three persons. By the Spirit's work, God gives himself to us in the Scripture. There he has provided his self disclosure to men, for the writers of the Holy Scriptures were setting down what God, through his Holy Spirit, gave them. As the Scriptures testify, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And they also say that the holy writers were speaking not in the words which man says in teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. By the Spirit's work through the Scripture, we know and have God as our own. Even though the Scriptures rightly describe our natural condition and our sin guiltiness as being so serious and helpless as to be properly called death, so that the Scriptures, in the light of that truth, ask the rhetorical question, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Yet God has provided to bring life to those who are dead in the Spirit, and so the Scriptures assure us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, which is the vehicle by which the Holy Spirit enters us and brings us to faith, whether it be the spoken word or the word demonstrated in the sacrament. The Scriptures assure us then, I am not ashamed, as Paul said, of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God to salvation to those who believe. And they tell us that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit's work through the Scriptures, then we continue to hold God by faith. For that word which was so powerful by the Spirit's work as to bring us faith is the word which, according to the same Scriptures, effectually works also in you who believe. Therefore, Jesus also says to his holy apostle, "The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." By that same Spirit's work, we live according to our faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, the Holy Apostle writes, and yet the Lord Jesus says, "He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Surely the Holy Spirit of God has guided us into all the truth by giving us the truth, convincing us of it, and leading us to live according to it. But the truth about the Holy Spirit is of you. Some say that he does less than he actually does, denying the full import of his work of inspiration of the Holy Writings of the Holy Scriptures, his work of conversion in the hearts of believers, his total work of sanctification and bringing people to faith, keeping them in faith and leading them in holy living. However, in his exposition of our text, Dr. Martin Luther wrote, the beloved apostle is certainly experienced and sorely pleased by their relations with the Lord Christ are utterly impossible, not only difficult. It is the same faith in temptation without the Holy Spirit. In his suffering and death, they shamefully fell away from him, denied him, and faith was entirely extinguished in their hearts by thoughts such as these inspired by the devil. See there, here now is your Christ. How splendidly he became his king and redeemed Israel. There you stand now, covered with sin, since you have allowed yourself to be so miserably deceived. So it has happened as though it still happens in the lives of true Christians, that they must see and experience that this truth, that is, the faith, which must hold fast to the articles of Christ in his kingdom, cannot possibly be sustained by human reason and powers, but that the Holy Spirit must himself perform this work. If then faith is sustained in a real struggle and temptation and holds the field, this is a sure indication that the Holy Spirit was present there with his heart. But why should I notice our words? Every experience and our work daily proves that the Holy Spirit must himself do everything in Christendom that pertains to its actual God. Some say, on the other hand, that the Holy Spirit assuredly does more than he promises. Comes to glossolalia, faith healing, the gift of foretelling the future. But in his exposition of this same text, Dr. Martin Luther wrote, if production and darkness were again to begin through the wrath and decree of God, as will happen after our days, it is to be feared if the world is destined to stand longer, and the devil was to begin to perform signs through some false saint and perhaps would cure a sick person, he would no doubt see the mob pressed to espouse the cause in such a way that no teaching or warning would be of any avail. Come now, they would approach, as they have hitherto done in the case of the deceased saint. Say whatever you please, I have nonetheless seen and found that a certain man who devoted himself to this creature and accepted him was there by heart. For in those who have no love for the truth, the devil will be called on strong. Accordingly, they are misled by all sorts of his deceptive tricks and are not wise enough to guard against them. This is why I have said, the Holy Spirit must be present with his revelation, so that we observe the word of Christ and his message, and judge all teachings and signs, life and doings, in accordance with them. If then we contradict the precepts in the article of Christ, by which Christ here says, the Holy Spirit is to glorify him, we should afford them neither attention nor acceptance, for it would ignore miracles daily. For whatever contradicts this teaching is certainly a pack of lies, and sent up by the devil in order to seduce souls. If you want to see and find miracles and signs, then look for them here. For this doctrine of Christ was certainly proved by miracles from heaven and by all kinds of true, divine, genuine signs. And today this has been sustained by not a few signs against the devil and his bogus son. How then shall we be protected? Jesus says in the words of our text, he, the Spirit of God, will glorify me. Those who deny what the Spirit does, and in fact say that they do not need the Spirit as much as Jesus says, nor need him. Those who claim that the Spirit necessarily does more than he promises, in effect claim that they have a better relationship with the Spirit than does the average believer. And both are saying, some glory for me, rather than all glory to God alone. But we glorify the Spirit for what he has done and is doing for us. And we recognize the Spirit in those who, like the Spirit, glorify Jesus in time, not just in saying that they do. May the Spirit of truth, who has guided us into all things, keep us in that truth. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the Christ Jesus. Amen.